Voice, the Disability Community Resource Center Newsletter, January 2019. Edited by Jay Aquino and TJ Hill. Seeing is believing. 3 out of 4 people in the U.S. wear some form of vision correction. That means that roughly 75% of people here already use some form of assistive technology. For many, glasses are an essential aid to navigate everyday life. Such was the case for one of our members, Glenda McCulloch Green, who was referred to DCRC's peer specialist training by our employment services manager, Benita Bruner. PSEP coordinator Rosie Tellez says that during the course of training, it became clear that Glenda was having trouble reading due to some diminished vision. Glenda recalls, "My glasses were broken and I couldn't get them fixed. This made it difficult for Glenda to fully absorb the material in training." Benita and Rosie coordinated with the Assistive Technology Services Coordinator Keith Williams so they could help connect Glenda with OneSight. OneSight is an international nonprofit that helps provide individuals in need with eye exams, vision care, and prescription glasses through private partnerships and financial support. The OneSight program has existed for many years. It was designed to help people in developing countries to afford corrective vision, explains Keith. A few years ago, members were asking staff about free glasses being provided in other countries and wondered if that service might be available here. Keith reached out to OneSight and developed a relationship with their staff and a partnership that made it easier for our members to get appointments. "We were able to make the process more simple and direct for our members. Keith gave me a referral letter with an appointment to Lens Crafters," says Glenda. "On that date, they met with me, and I received my glasses." Lens Crafters is one of the optometry companies that work with OneSight. "The process was super easy. One of our main goals at DCRC is to connect people with disabilities to existing resources in the community which they qualify for. DCRC's staff always strives for excellence and is willing to make the extra effort in providing needed resources. I love Keith," said Glenda. When asked about recommending OneSight and her experience with our assistive technology services, Glenda replied, "I have been telling everyone. The quick turnaround was awesome. I am able to see. We are glad we could help you, Glenda." For more information about applying glasses or other assistive technology through DCRC, feel free to contact Keith at 310-390-3611, ext.214, or by email via keith@dcrc.co. For more information about OneSight, you can visit their website at https://onesight.org/. From the Executive Director. Ahoy and Happy New Year! I am so proud to be leading the Disability Community Resource Center as we embark on 2019. I've spent the past 3 months settling into my new role as Executive Director, and I can't help but feel like a ship captain taking the helm of a legendary tall ship with its rich history and well-established legacy in the independent living movement. The DCRC has been serving our communities in western Los Angeles County for 43 years now. That's a lot of voyages which requires a steadfast determination, some course corrections, and few crew changes to best achieve our mission. So what lies ahead? Starting this month, we will be engaging our community in a comprehensive strategic planning process to help chart our course for our next journey. We have started a community advisory council to bring more voices and ideas to the center and inform our decision making. We are expanding our employment training and job development services to include veterans with disabilities. We will be developing new partnerships with private sector tech, entertainment and health industries to bring more resources to the center. Finally, we will be leading community solutions in housing that are so critical to people with disabilities in maintaining their independence. That's the promise of a new year. The Disability Community Resource Center will be facing forward to discover new opportunities for our continued growth and success. All aboard for 2019. Please join us for this next exciting voyage. Speaking for Yourself, The Ed Roberts Story. Ed Roberts, the greatest lesson of the civil rights movement is that the moment you let others speak for you, you lose. For countless numbers of people throughout California and the world, Ed Roberts is the embodiment of the disability civil rights movement for social justice, equality and independence, said California Senator Lonnie Hancock, when Ed Roberts Day was officially made into a state holiday in 2010. Ed Roberts is the founder of the independent living movement. His life remains a testament to what one is capable of when you speak for yourself. When he was 14 years older, Roberts contracted polio. This resulted in him eventually being paralyzed from the neck down and needing an iron lung to breathe. Ed met his fair share of barriers throughout high school, with he and his mother having to fight for his right to graduate. He was able to do so, but that fight was only a precursor to his challenges to come. As he prepared to transfer from community college to the University of California, Berkeley, in 1962, the university almost refused to admit him based on the idea that his required iron lung would not fit in a dorm. He challenged the administration and was ultimately admitted. He worked with the university to develop the Physically Disabled Students Program. This program was run by and for students with disabilities and provided services that would help them live independently while attending Berkeley. With those supports in place, Roberts earned a BA and MA in political science at the university. In 1972, Roberts joined his other former members of the Physically Disabled Students Program and founded the Center for Independent Living, incorporated in Berkeley. This was the first independent living center of any kind. Like the Physically Disabled Student Program, it was run by and for persons with disabilities to help empower others to live independently within the larger community of Berkeley. Others followed their example across California, including our own Douglas Martin. After meeting Roberts, Martin was inspired to found a similar organization in Los Angeles. The Westside Center for Independent Living, WCIL, was founded in 1976, where Martin later served as the executive director. WCIL later became the Disability Community Resource Center, DCRC, in 2018. There are now over 900 independent living centers in more than 37 countries worldwide. In 1975, Governor Jerry Brown appointed Ed the director of the California Department of Rehabilitation, the same organization that had deemed him unable to work several years prior. Ed used the position to advocate for all people with disabilities, establishing an Office of Consumer Affairs and publishing a client's rights handbook. He also engaged in the battle for the enforcement of Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act of 1973. This would be the building blocks for all disability rights legislation in the future, like the Americans with Disability Act of 1990. Ed Roberts continued to advocate for disability rights until his death in 1995. As we began this new year, Ed Roberts' example reminds us that the best advocate we have for ourselves is ourselves. No one else has lived our lives and had our experiences. No one else knows our daily struggles with barriers. And no one else should voice our dreams. Let's follow in Ed's footsteps and work together to achieve full equality and independence, with liberty and justice for all. Upcoming events. DCRC Ed Roberts Day Celebration. When? Wednesday, January 23rd. Time, 11:30 a.m. 1 p.m. Where? DCRC Community Room. Join DCRC as we celebrate Ed Roberts Day in the Community Room, starting at 11:30 a.m. We will be discussing his life and his role as the founder of the independent living movement. Snacks and drinks will be provided. Disability Advocacy Group Topic: Real News versus Fake News, How to Determine the Reliability of Sources. When? Monday, February 4th. Time, 3:30 p.m. 5 p.m. Where? DCRC Community Room. The Disability Advocacy Group will go in depth on the media and dealing with fake news, as well as deal with local, state and federal issues impacting disabled youth and adults. DCRC at the Abilities Expo when? February 22 24 time, Friday, February 22nd, 1:15 p.m. Saturday, February 23rd, 1:15 p.m. Sunday, February 24th, 1:14 p.m. Where? LA Convention Center, West Hall 1201 South Figueroa Street, Los Angeles, California 90015. DCRC is an organizational sponsor for the Abilities Expo in 2019. We will also have a booth. Feel free to come by and visit us. Abilities Expo brings you thousands of game-changing products, services and technologies all under one roof. Regardless of the type and level of your disability, we strive to provide the resources you need to exceed your own expectations and thrive. For more info, please check out the Abilities Expo website, https://www.abilities.com/